was all of the material excised by Stoddart and his colleagues. Literary scholars often speak of publication as a process of collaboration between publishers and authors. However, the reality is often far different. The relations between Victorian journal editors and their authors presumed a sharp imbalance of power, especially where first-time novelists were involved. Thomas Hardy complained in 1890 that the patrons of literature, no longer peers with a taste, acting under the censorship of prudery, rigorously exclude from the pages they regulate subjects that have been made, the basis of the finest imaginative compositions since literature rose to the dignity of an art. In the case of Wilde's novel, the evidence that Stoddart censored it is plain from the sexual and political nature of his deletions, such as his removal of Basil Hallward's confession, "There was love for Dorian in every line of the portrait, and in every touch there was passion." Further evidence can be found in Stoddart's panicked reaction upon receipt of Wilde's typescript. "Rest assured that it will not go into the magazine unless it is proper that it shall," he told his employer, Craig Lippincott. "In its present condition, there are a number of things which an innocent woman would make an exception to. But I will go beyond this and make it acceptable to the most fastidious taste." Before committing himself to publication, Stoddart assigned Wilde's typescript to no fewer than 5 publishing professionals for comment, one of whom he later charged with picking out any objectionable passages. Wilde did not see these changes to his novel until after it appeared in print. American literary critic Elaine Showalter has characterized the milieu in which Wilde lived and wrote as one of sexual anarchy. Stoddart's edits must be seen within the wider context of the sexual paranoia and legal threat apparent in the late 1880s and early 1890s. The circumstances under which Dorian Gray was published are a far cry from those faced by the majority of English-language authors either before or since. The 1885 Criminal Law Amendment Act, outlawing gross indecency between men. The establishment of the National Vigilance Association in 1885. It successfully brought about a jail sentence for Henry Vizetelly, translator of Emile Zola's works in 1889. And the Cleveland Street scandal of 1889 to 1890 all served to bring about a heightened atmosphere of paranoia and intolerance, particularly where upper-class and well-educated English homosexuals were concerned. Indeed, Wilde was the chief victim of this climate of repression, as was plain from the jubilation that greeted his imprisonment for gross indecency in 1895. Whether he acknowledged it or not, Stoddart's hand was directed by the courts. Literature is an inherently social product, but it isn't always commensurate with its public face or accepted manifestations, and the processes of publication aren't always as seamlessly collaborative as literary scholars sometimes imagine. Are the sanitized texts of Osip Mandelstam presented by Soviet editors to be accepted on the grounds that they are collaborative products? Reclaiming works of literature from the censorship they were subject to, often for the duration of their authors' lifetimes, is not a romantic endeavor, but rather an effort to reveal the social antagonisms and broader political forces shaping their accepted social face. General Introduction. The remains of Oscar Wilde lie in Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris. His sleek, modern tomb, designed by the British sculptor Jacob Epstein and commissioned by Wilde's lover and executor Robert Ross, is one of the most frequently visited and recognizable graves in a cemetery notable for the many famous writers, artists, and musicians buried there: Balzac, Chopin, Proust, Gertrude Stein, Jim Morrison. The surface of Epstein's massive monolith is covered with hundreds of lipstick kisses, some ancient and faded, others new and vibrant. "The madness of kissing" is what Wilde said Lord Alfred Douglas's red roseleaf lips were made for. Some observers decry the presence of these marks on Wilde's tomb as a form of defacement or vandalism, rightly pointing out that the lipstick's high fat content does real and lasting damage to the monolith. But to the many men and women, gay and straight, who journey each year to the site, the kisses are a tribute to the famous playwright, novelist, and wit, sentenced in 1895 to 2 years in prison with hard labor after being convicted of gross indecency, whom they see as a martyr to Victorian sexual morality. 5 years before his death, Wilde went, almost overnight, from being one of Britain's most colorful and celebrated figures